Hello?
Hi, good morning. It's Sarah. How are you?
Good morning.
I saw your text about that she has under hours, like she didn't do the full, she didn't get paid for all her hours.
Yes, ma'am.
So what happened was is that she did extra hours on the 12th, which was Sunday, right?
Yes, ma'am. Five hours.
So the schedules lock and they don't it doesn't automatically go through for billing unless you tell me that she did extra hours, because Dale did hours on the 14th, so that's when Janice was supposed to do. So you did extra hours for the month then.
Right, because she had missed one day and then Darielle and her had switched the day. And I think one day she did 3 hours and the other one she had did 5. But I know, like, at the end of the month, you know, when you said we be having those extra hours, so that's why we just giving them. So at the end, you know, you'll come back and be like, well, y'all still have these many more hours y'all can put in, you know, just to not rush them in, to get them in, you know what I'm saying? So that's probably what it is.
I hear.
But,
well, there's no extra hours at the month this month. There's less hours because she did these extra hours. So we're ready on the 31st. There's no complete visit. There's going to be time taken off that visit already, but I can open up this visit for next week and her additional hours could be billed, but it's taking away from the end of the month because there's no extra hours this month.
Right. Well, I know, you know, we didn't do like this month. Well, last month you was like, well, y'all still had 4 hours left that y'all can had to put in that we didn't do. So that's what I was saying. But you even all the hours up. So that's
right, that
fine.
Was last month. It's not the case this month.
But she still had 3 days. She only got 6 hours on her time. And
right, she only got that much because the schedule doesn't allow more time to go through unless you tell me to open it up. So it only went through for 3 hours because that's all that she's scheduled for. But I can open it up for next week and she can have those additional hours be billed. But it's taking away from the time at the end of the month.
No, but what I'm saying is like she gets three hours for 3 days. 3 hours one day, 3 hours one day, and 3 hours the next day. Right. So that's 9 hours she will get a week.
But that's not what she did last week. Last week, she only worked 2 days.
No, she did. She worked 3 days last week.
She
always worked 3 days every week. And Darielle worked 4 days every week. She do 3 days every week. She only got 2 days on her test. She do 3 days, and Darielle do 4 days.
I could send you a screenshot of it on my end. I only see 2 days from last week. Darielle took a day of hers. She did.
Yes,
she's
ma'am.
supposed to do. We did, but not for last week, because last week Darielle did it instead of her.
You said what?
Last week Darielle did it instead of her. She only worked. Janice only worked 2 days. Darielle took one of her days last week,
okay.
And she took the 14th. That's why she was only paid for 6 hours, because she only worked on 2 days, but she did extra hours on the 12th, meaning she clocked in for more time. So if you want, I could open up that visit for next week for billing, and she'll get more hours on her paycheck next week, but it's going to be taken away from the time at the end of the month.
Well, no, you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. Like that. She just had those 2 days the last week, and
yeah.
Okay, so that's what it is. Okay. So, yeah, I thought she had got it back, but okay.
Do you want me to open up that visit or not? Do you want me to leave it like this?
I'm going to leave it like this.
Leave it like this? Okay. And
yes,
then on
ma'am.
That last day of the month, also, are you aware of the duty IDs that they have to put in when they're clocking? It doesn't look like they're...
Yeah, the 000. Yes, ma'am.
No, not the 000. The new... They have to register the tasks that they're doing.
Online. Well, I thought you only record that like on the paper. They ain't never have no paper.
I'm gonna send it over to you. How do they clock in? They clock in from your phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so when you clock them, instead of pressing 000, you
yes,
have to
ma'am.
push an ID number, the duty ID number that is associated with the task that they did. So if they did laundry, you do 7. If they did the trash, you do 25. Now, each visit has to have a minimum of 5 tasks selected okay. when you clock them out. So I'm sending you a screenshot of what the task numbers are. And after each clock out, you have to do it 5 times, but you have to do each of them separately. So when you press duty, it says enter a duty ID. You press, let's say, 17 pound, and then it's going to say enter another duty ID, and you have to do that 5 times.
Okay, for each thing that they did for me.
Yeah, and it has to be a minimum of 5.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to send it over to you, and I'll also tell you on the 31st how much time they should work because it's going to be a little bit less.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
And so can you also explain it to them, too?
I should call them both up and explain to them?
Yeah, just let them know.
Okay. Well, it will only affect Darielle's time because it's the 31st and that's her day, so I'll call her up.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.